Jonathan Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Getting back to Manchin, Sinema, the soft infrastructure bill. Soft infrastructure bill. So what is it that Manchin did? Well, in soft infrastructure, he held out for anti-environmental things that they had to cave in on him, but at least he went somewhat along with the bill. But in another vote, he voted with the Republicans to cancel the Biden administration rule for environmental review of infrastructure projects. Remember the hard infrastructure? Remember the roads, airports, bridges? Remember that? Water systems? Well, you have to have an environmental review, obviously. You want to pour toxins into fresh water, that kind of thing. There's a way to get, not do that. Trump had weakened it. Biden strengthens it. Manchin voted with the Republicans, leaving the Democrats only with 49 votes. And therefore, the Trump rules stand. There's nothing on the environment that Manchin will do that's decent at all, in my view. He voted with him. So Kamala Harris can't even come in. If there's 50 on the one side and 49 on the other because Manchin jumps in, nothing you can do. And he and Sinema play good cop, bad cop. I think they talk. I mean, let me be blunt. So this time he says, okay, you take a dive on taxes, and I'll say I'm for the tax stuff. And then I'll take a dive on environment, and you say you're for it. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. What's the difference between the Trump and the Biden environmental policy? Trump said that they are limited, doing an environmental review of an infrastructure project limited to what is, quote, reasonably foreseeable, end quote. Biden's demand was that they take into account anything that is directly, indirectly, or cumulatively likely or foreseeable. Give me an example. Scott Walker here in this state, we have a terrible problem in central Wisconsin with drilling these deep wells where they suck up hundreds of thousands of fresh water and lakes dry up. They're sucking out the groundwater in central Wisconsin, pouring forever chemicals and water elsewhere. And the Republicans passed a rule that said you can't look at cumulative effect on the water supply. You only sort of microscopically look at one thing. That's stupid. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is our groundwater. If our groundwater is disappearing or full of cancer, I want to know about it. I don't want a guy to go, well, I looked at this and I looked at that and that seemed okay and I didn't put it together. That's like Mueller with the Trump investigation. He didn't look at finance. He said, they didn't tell me to look at finances. But what happens if the Ruskies were giving him hundreds of millions of dollars? You think maybe he was playing footsie with the Ruskies? They didn't ask me to look at that. This is the kind of baloney that's going on. This is what Manchin went along with. He went along with Trump on this. So all they have to say, what's reasonably foreseeable? They yawn, they stretch, they look out. Well, that's not reasonably foreseeable. Biden wanted them, the scientists, to go, here is the direct result. But here's the indirect result, and here is their cumulative result. Absolutely, that's what you should do in environment. Manchin stuck the knife in. Here's another way both of them stick the knife in. This is unbelievable. Biden and Schumer had put in a provision that you had to cap insulin payments to $35 a month. Right now, some people are being charged hundreds of dollars. They can't afford it. There are people in this country who are not getting insulin. And, I have friends who are diabetics. You can die from that. They can't afford it, and they don't apply for it right or whatever. So $35. There's a person, in this case, a woman called a Senate parliamentarian. The Republicans complained, and she looked at it, and she goes, well, that cannot be resolved just with 50 votes. It needs 60 votes. It's subject to the filibuster. Because this is not just budget reconciliation. This affects private industry, even private companies. Let me tell you something. She can be overridden by a simple majority. They can't filibuster an override of her decision. Manchin Sinema won't override the parliamentarian, a woman who's an employee, for Pete's sake. They go, no, we have to have a filibuster. Moscow Mitch filibusters it. And then, sneaky dog that he is, he goes, well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. We have seven Republicans who are really vulnerable in this time, so they can vote to override the filibuster. I give them permission. So 57 votes. 57 votes. And this is Manchin cinema going along with it, knowing that it'll never get to 60, and they're the ones that insisted on this. And it failed 57 to 43, even though 57 was the majority because it took 60. People can still be charged hundreds of bucks a month for insulin who can't afford it. Who can't afford it. Now, what about this? I'm tempted to say never give a dollar to Sinema or Manchin, never vote for him, get him out. The problem is getting a Democrat, another Democrat in West Virginia or Arizona. In West Virginia could be well nigh impossible right now, and Arizona could be very difficult. Mark Kelly is running against this guy, Blake McMaster, who Blake McMaster, the Republican nominee, is a Trump Republican election denier. He's also the one who said that those rioters were FBI agents. He said that. The people that beat up the cops and were going to hang Mike Pence were FBI agents. He's a line sack, and this guy is a Republican nominee in Arizona. And Mark Kelly is in a close race with him. If Sinema gets defeated, what are the Democrats going to stand up? So you have to decide. You suck it up. Manchin and Sinema will do one thing correctly. They'll vote for Schumer or our majority leader. Otherwise, Moscow Mitch should have it and shut it down. And they'll play good cop, bad cop and sneak around. But ultimately, we'll get a few things. That is what is sad about politics, is the way sausage is made. And you know who one of the greatest practitioners of sausage making was in the history of our country? It was our greatest president, Abraham Lincoln. When Abraham Lincoln had proposed the 13th Amendment to even to abolish slavery, that wasn't going to pass. He personally brought in Republican congressmen. In those days, they were the liberal party, the Democrats were the segregationists. And he'd say, what will it take to get your vote? The guy goes, I'd like the postmastership in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, or I would like to be inspector of tariffs. Because in those days, which they don't anymore, the postmaster and the inspector of tariffs, customs, got a slice. They took a slice, you know, stamps, tariffs, that kind of thing. They became wealthy. And he did it. And he got the votes to abolish slavery. So before you get on your high horse and go, well, Manchin cinema, you know, we're going to sniff at this and we're going to throw them out. Maybe. But I think this is an example of why we need to get 52 majority or 53 majority. Well, we're going to need a Senate seat in Wisconsin and in Pennsylvania and in Georgia and in Arizona and in New Hampshire and in Nevada. Precisely for this reason, because we have, these are not Democrats, really. They're jackalopes, or, you know, they're not Republican or Democrat. They go both ways. They gave us a little bit on this stuff, but all they had to do was vote and say, we override the Senate parliamentarian. We want this in budget reconciliation. Insulin is limited to 35 a month. By the way, 35 bucks a month gives a very healthy little profit to these companies. I mean, 35 bones a month, they've already developed it. It's not like there's any new kinds of insulin coming out, and they just make it in bulk, and they can sell it. And 35 a month is about 400 a year. I mean, that's still a lot of money to somebody who is, say, on a Social Security check of 1,100 a month or something. And no, now they're going to pay hundreds a month. And some people, sadly, go, well, you know, I'm just not going to buy insulin this month. You can't do that. I mean, what happens is it eats your pancreas, and it's a nasty way to die. It's a very, very nasty way to die. The one little hope I have, and I think this is a fantastic development. I'll throw it out here. There was a CPAC conference. That's the Conservative Political Action Conference. Every nut in the world is there. Matt Gaetz gave an interview to Steve Bannon at it, blasting Kevin McCarthy. Quote, he said, Kevin McCarthy should not be the leader of the Republican Congress. He lives in the swamp. He's part of the establishment Republican Party. There is a dramatic split in the Republican Party. And we see it with the attacks on Voss. We see it on the attacks on Kevin McCarthy. This could have a beneficial effect. A lot of Republican voters, especially in the suburbs around Milwaukee, can look at this and go, I want some stability. I want some normalcy here. What are these clowns doing? And it could induce them to be dispirited and stay home or to vote for the Democrats. And I'm hoping and I think that that may be what happened. But here you have Matt. Now, Matt Gaetz right now is under investigation for trafficking. How this guy runs for re-election and probably will win, what kind of constituents does he have? They don't have any Republicans in West Florida who go, yeah, we want a Republican. We want a conservative. But we'd like a guy who's not being investigated for trafficking. Is that too high a bar? Is that too high a bar? This idiot, this moron, and he attacks Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy is going to be beat up on by the nuts, and there's a lot of nuts in his party. But the question is, when he squeezes out people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and turns like a dog on them, but a lot of others are going to go, we need somebody a little different. And this guy may think I'm going to be speaker by betraying the country, and he ain't going to be speaker. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a lot more after the break.
My love is strong, and it pushes me onward.